play that's got everybody kind of scratching their head is second to last drive of the game. Well, on second down, Brandon Ayuk breaks wide open. Now, there's a couple things here that I thought about when I heard Shanahan in this quote about that situation. And look, Brock Purdy didn't see it right away, but here's what Shanahan said. They busted a coverage, and B.A. had a deep curl route. They busted a coverage, so B.A. did the right thing and just took off and went to that hole. It kind of caught Brock by surprise because B.A. was number two in the progression, and when he looked to him, B.A. wasn't in the right spot because they busted a coverage and he went down the field and Brock thought about it. He just wasn't sure where the rest of the safety was or anything since he wasn't anticipating that to happen. It would have worked, obviously, if he let it go, but that happens sometimes. Defense busts a coverage, and if you're not looking at the guy the whole time, all of a sudden it turns into a go route. You can't always just let it rip. Now, I took that as this, Shasky.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
BA was supposed to run a curl route. And Purdy's like, oh, the curl's not there. The curl's not there. This is where I think Shanahan and the conversation where we have is like, does he allow his quarterbacks just to be quarterbacks? Are they too robotic? Is he so hell-bent on them running his system and not freelance a little bit? Now, Brock Purdy did a lot of scrambling on Sunday and freelance a little bit. But to me, when I heard that quote and I thought about it, it's like, oh, he's not in the right spot. It's a corner route. Does Josh Allen make that throw? Does Jaden Daniels make that throw? Does Patrick Mahomes make that throw? To me, it just felt like Brock was so immersed into the system because Shanahan teaches that so much that it's like, oh, he's not there for the curl, but he's open, but I don't know. And it's a big play. It's a game, right? It's the game. It's hard for me to imagine a quarterback who doesn't get talked to like Shanahan in terms of not audibling, not checking at the line of scrimmage, doing less. We just had the quote last week where Shanahan is saying, we want to take a lot off of Brock Purdy's plate. We don't want him doing too much. So that just kind of went through my head when I heard that quote. It's like, damn, like Brock's anticipating the curl route. B.A. runs the go, which was the right thing, but he doesn't throw it because he's like, oh, wait, he's not in the right spot. And I'm just thinking, boy, if it was another quarterback who had a lot more autonomy at the line of scrimmage, does he rip that throw? And I have to believe, yes, he does rip that throw. So I think that play right there, I'm saying all that to say, that could be a byproduct of Shanahan having too much control over the quarterback and what they do on a given play.
It's possible. I mean, it's an interesting point that I hadn't considered, and that's for sure. I don't know, did he just miss it? You know, like, I know that happens too, where you just kind of miss it, or you go too quickly through it, and I don't know. When I saw it initially from the behind, I was thinking, because they showed it in the telecast, like from behind the line of scrimmage.
Behind the offensive line of scrimmage.
Yeah. To me, it was like maybe as he was about to rip it, that safety, he couldn't tell where the depth was. I don't know if it was a linebacker or safety. He just couldn't tell where the depth is. Right. I don't know. Plus, I also don't understand. I just personally don't understand, like, what's a window you do trust? What's a window you don't trust as like a normal throw for a quarterback? Mm-hmm. So I have a hard time saying what he should and shouldn't do. And I don't think that's what you're saying. The part about Shanahan, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. With Shanahan last week says, we don't want Brock Purdy doing too much. We've heard Kirk Cousins and we've heard all the things about audibling at the line of scrimmage and not audibling at the line of scrimmage, but B.A. wasn't in his spot and it threw Brock Purdy off. And that's tough. It's a bang-bang play. You're in the middle of it. But I just thought that was a byproduct of, like, that's where Shanahan with the full autonomy. He's like, hey, I don't want you checking. I want you doing what I say. I want you to do what the play says to do. And B.A.'s like, look, I'm going to break this off. There's a patch of grass wide open and freelancing just a little bit. Like, you imagine Josh Allen in that situation. And I'm watching Josh Allen right now. If the play's there. And that comes with experience. Uh-huh. Obviously, Brock Purdy's still a young quarterback. But that in my head and hearing that quote, I'm just like, damn. Like,
do you think situation factored into it? Like, had that been in the first, second, or third quarter, are you just not reckless isn't the right word, but you're a little more apt to make that throw. Whereas end of the game, you do want to be a little, like, you do understand the finality of it, right? Like,
yeah.
I don't really want to risk a throw into a tight window or a specific window if I think there's even a small chance of a turnover, given this could be the final possession. Right. Like, I know that, you know, in certain situations that players have talked about this, like, I would have done that in the first couple innings of a game or the first couple quarters of a basketball game, but not in the final 3 minutes.
It could be. Bless you. It could be. But Tre'Davious White is beat. He gets alerted right. It was like, oh my gosh. It's just like, boy, Brock Purdy, with the way he's throwing the football. It was a touchdown.
Joe Shasky sitting on his couch with LJ, who's never thrown an NFL pass in my life. What you're saying makes a lot of sense. It's hard for me to be like, gotta rip that one.
Mark Sanchez was on it right away.
What'd he say?
Mark Sanchez was on it right away during the broadcast. Yeah. Mark Sanchez was like, boy, he goes, Ayuk would have hit his hand on the goalpost. Maybe we get that one, Spinoni. But you heard it too, Spinoni, right? Mark Sanchez is on it right away. Here's Baldy breakdown of Brock missing the receiver before he got to the lines.
Play with just 4 minutes to go in the game. 49ers up 24-17. First and 20 after the juice hold. This might be the longest that Brock Purdy has ever held the ball in his life. Three-man rush. You can't block it any better. He's got all day. He can go check your Snapchat, my Snapchat, his own email. He's got all the time in the world. And eventually, he throws it to his favorite receiver, Juwan Jennings. But on the play, and I would never question, I rarely ever question the decision of Brock. But right here, Ayuk fakes like he's blocking, and he's right down the seam. The free safety is on the other side of the field covering over the top right here. And there's Brock Purdy, like, on the release. And I'm pretty sure he's looking at him. And I just don't know why, right here, he doesn't throw it to him. It's a touchdown. If he just lays it up to an open patch of grass at SoFi, I mean, that game is done. I'm not sure. I'm not sure why he didn't throw it. He ended up coming out here and picking up 5 yards to Jennings, which is, all right, safe. But I thought there was a game-winning touchdown right there. In that moment.
So that's Baldy breaking it down. I'm reading a couple texts here. And look, I'm going to read the texts that make a lot of sense. Jason Mister put this on YouTube, 650 on Xfinity Mobile text line. Maybe if BA was in camp getting refs, they would have seen the situation, and the situation would have played out differently had he been in training camp. Maybe there's something to that, having that rapport that they haven't had since last season. I don't know, but it's a play that we're going to think about like, damn. He was wide open, and when you hear Shanahan, I just thought about everything we've talked about with Shanahan and the way he coaches the quarterbacks, which is why we always had a conversation about Brady. He's like, how would Shanahan and Brady have gotten along? Maybe Shanahan would have relented and said, you know what, Brady, you're Tom, you run this show, but I don't know. I have no idea.
I think it's a fascinating point. I hadn't really dive this deep into it and just hearing all the arguments, like, I bet there's an element, you know, when you throw a pass to somebody and they drop one, you do lose a little bit of confidence, but he went back to Ayuk after a drop. So I don't think that he's not apt to throw into him. I just, in that situation in the game, given where they were on the field, who knows? I don't even know. Yeah. I don't even know, B.
Let's go.
I want to hear what people think, because I think it's a really good perspective, and I know that is definitely a reality that Jimmy struggled with. You remember when he said your play suck coming off the field?
Doubt.
And he felt like he was being shackled, you know what I mean? Like he was being restricted by the play calling. So I'm open to hearing people on this one.
I'm seeing a couple texts here.
Yeah.
Same with Mason 415, agree, Bonte. Same with Mason, ran it at block gaps. Gaps were covered before the snap, anticipating the run. Could be something there. It could just be a mystery by Mason. Shanahan tells his players what they'll see and what to do instead of teaching them to read what they see and assess the best option. Could be something there. But you know what? That was one play in what was a fat. And so I feel a little dirty by even commenting on that. But it was one play that could have ended the game. But Brock Purdy overrides. Look, you're going to miss a read here and there. I'm sure Josh Allen in the perfect game yesterday had missed a read that the quarterback coach and Joe Brady, the offensive coordinator, say, hey, you could have hit this one. Brock was sensational on Sunday. So I'm not taking anything away from him. But I just wonder if that had something to do with it. Not saying that it's Kyle's fault, 6-5-0. Just saying that maybe the way they're coaching is like, wait, he's not in the spot. So I'm not going to, I don't know. But well, that was Baldy's breakdown right there. And I kind of saw it the same way.
I think we can all agree, like, Brock's, one of his best attributes is his precision. Like, and when I mean precision, I don't just mean accuracy. I mean, like, decision-making and knowing where a player should be when they break and make a break. And he throws it thinking, okay, by X amount of steps, he should be at this particular spot. Mm-hmm. I think the Kyle Shanahan offense, if I were to, like, break it down to one, precision is one of the number one things. When I think of Andy Reid, it's kind of, there is a little freelance. Yep. So I think there is... There's different types of artists.
Like,
right?
Mahomes sees that, right? Can you just imagine Mahomes? He sees that and he's like, oh, got it.
Well, they've Josh talked Allen, about it.
Oh, I mean, got it.
And Kelsey goes, I don't really run routes. Right. I just kind of like.
I just find an open area.
Exactly.
I find an open area. You are listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ, FM, and AC1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the free Odyssey app. Let's go to McKay in Idaho first, and then we'll get to Rob in San Bruno. McKay, what's happening? What is happening? Good morning.
Oh, what's up? What's up, man? How you doing?
Good. I'm doing all right.
Oh, good to hear. I was just kind of reflecting on the game and the throw that you're talking about where Purdy missed Ayuk. And as I was reflecting, I was thinking about the Ladybug catch against the Lions where Purdy just kind of laid it out there. He trusted Ayuk to make a play on the ball. There's a defender one-on-one. Ayuk has the rapport. He has the due diligence with Purdy. He's going to come down with that ball. And then there was also that throw to Jennings in SoFi just this last weekend where he lobbed it up to him. He trusted him to come down with that ball because he was just doing great that game, balling out. I don't think Purdy trusted Ayuk on that downfield throw with a couple minutes left in the game. I think that there were so many drops leading up to the game and in the game, and he felt that, you know, Jennings is right there. Jennings has been the guy all game. I'm going to take the easy five instead of, you know, risking a drop. I think he kind of lost that rapport.
Well, that would be good. Sometimes you gotta, you know, you're throwing a Ronnie Bell, and who trusts Ronnie Bell over Brandon Ayuk? And on one of the biggest plays in the game, he trusted Ronnie Bell, and he dropped it.
I mean, in the Super Bowl, you know, he had to trust Chris Conley,
right?
And guys, he was barely playing with. So,
right.
I don't know.
He just missed it. It's okay if he just missed it.
Well, and sometimes you see it a little late, and you're like, I was gonna throw it, but I can't throw it. You know, like just So who knows? This is something I will subscribe to. And the more and more people I hear from, they make great points. An unnamed person comes up to me yesterday and goes, hey, Joe, I'm a musician. I go, okay. He goes, if I don't practice with my band, do you think we could just go out and nail things on concert dates and when we're doing lives? I go, no, I don't. And he's like, well, it's the same thing for a sports team, especially in football where things are choreographed as much as they are. And last year, maybe it didn't have an effect to start the season, but this year it has affected them. I don't know about trust. I think that's going too far. I'm not willing to even entertain that just yet. But in terms of like physical shape and just being a little rusty and feeling a little out of sync of the offense, I think it's pretty obvious that like missing all that time has caught up to them. And now they're out there performing like a band would, and they're a note off. Like they're a note off. I thought it was a really keen, you know, metaphor and observation by this individual. And so I wanted to bring that to air. And it's like, now trusting IU can all, come on. They threw like six passes to him in the first half.
Right.
It felt like he was a big part of the game plan.
Yeah, he was.
Jennings was cooking. He trusted him and they kind of like adjusted as the game went on, but they also threw down at the goal line to Ayuk on this little slant play. And so I don't know if he didn't trust him. I just think it might have been a miss.
It could have been that. I was just thinking, boy, does this have to do with the way Shanahan broke it down? It's like, gosh. Now, to Brock's credit, he did do a lot of freelancing on Sunday. I felt like he was scrambling his ass off. Things weren't there. He used his legs a lot more than usual, which I wasn't mad at. Brock was sensational on Sunday. But the Niners got a lot of issues here. They got to fix their defense. They got to fix their pass rush. They got to get healthier. Because, look, You can't overlook New England, and you definitely can't overlook the last four, the next four games after the New England Patriots. So go to Rob in San Bruno. Rob, what's happening? Rob, you on the line?
Oh, fellas.
What up, Rob?
Hey, I'm on the line. What's going on, fellas? Now, there's too many excuses being made right now. Arizona damn near put us 50 on that defense. The deep shots was there. Well, before the game even started, we knew it was going to be deep shots. We got to stop making excuses. Purdy got to make that throw. When I seen him bust wide open, Purdy looked dead at him. He just didn't pull the trigger. That's what it was. Usually y'all blame Cal, but I can't blame Cal because Cal was letting him run around, doing a dug pull, y'all type of stuff that game. So it wasn't like Cal was like staying in the pocket. He looked dead at it and decided not to throw it. I think he just got caught on what the play was. Oh, we gonna run this play? Oh, so he didn't run it, so I can't throw it. So baby, he probably got to make that throw. But CMC, he out for the season, man. If you got to go to Germany to get something looked at, you're done, man. Even if we come back by week 13, I don't think we're going to be even in contention because, like I told you, the downfall is near, man, and it's here. You know what I'm saying? Now, if y'all really want to pay $30, $60 million, our defense not that good.
Rob, real quick. Was Purdy impressive on Sunday, though? Come on, you can't be mad at his performance on Sunday.
No, I didn't say he played bad. What I'm going to say is he made plays, but he didn't make the plays when it was time to make the plays. That's what it comes down to. You put up 24 points.
So does he need to run? Let me ask you, does he need to run over to Ronnie Bell and hand him that ball next time instead of throwing it to him?
Hey, drops happen. I mean, didn't Brent, like you say, Purdy last year in the championship game when that should have been an interception? How many interceptions we didn't see receivers save from Purdy? So it goes both ways. Huh. You can't just blame a young receiver out there. So he dropped it, so he needs to be cut. Well, Purdy so near interceptions all the time. Where he do turn over the ball, and the defense in the past made up for it. So it's a team sport. I'm not just gonna blame one guy. Definitely a guy who rarely ever plays. It is what it is at this point. Alex Smith didn't get that same treatment. So I'm not gonna give it to Purdy.
Rob, how did they fix this defense?
Huh?
How do they fix his defense?
Oh, also got to start paying like a $30 man. You paid him because he can get you 19 sacks a year. He hasn't done that. And I'm down on Boston. The way the nine franchise did Wilkes, and I told y'all, so I was sketchy about Sorenstein from the first interview. Look at this defense. It's crap. They can't stop the run. They can't stop the pass. And my last point is the same DBs last year were great under Wilkes. So why not the same DBs no more? I don't understand. What's going on?
The Wilkes conversation. Listen, it's never going to end with Steve Wilkes, but you know what? There's a lot of heat on Steve Wilkes. I may have been the only one, and I wasn't even trying to defend Wilkes. I was like, hold on, folks, hold on.
Steve Wilkes. If you can't buy in a little on Purdy that game, come on. Come on. And then also, I'm seeing a lot of people on the text line here. They're saying somebody called into Steiny and Goo with that same. I didn't know that. I swear to God, did not listen to Steiny and Goo.
Who cares?
And I don't admit that, but it is interesting. Did someone else say that?
No, it's
I like that music analogy. Then that means it was repackaged and sold to me.
Right. Well, yeah, it's probably been used a lot, so it's fine. Don't worry about that.
I feel like I'm stealing. I don't want to steal.
You know what? Please, you're good. It's like whoever invented like the hip thrust. Like Elvis didn't invent it. It was around for thousands of years.
The hip thrust.
Yes, because
you went to the hip thrust.
Because that's what people got upset about. It's like, Elvis didn't invent that. That was from someone else.
Well, special teams. Kyle straight ahead on the special teams blunders.
I always loved the special teams to help win, but my biggest thing is to not help lose. And it's not by making mistakes. And, you know, we had a bad one in Minnesota with the blocked punt. And then we had a bad one this week with giving up the fake punt. So those are two things that we got to shore up. I mean, I would always love to make plays and stuff on special teams, but the biggest thing is to not be one of the reasons that you lose. And those are two huge things, one in Minnesota and then yesterday on that fake punt. And that stuff we got to be more prepared for first as coaches and get our guys ready for that a lot better than we did yesterday.
What happened on the long punt return?
You'd love to be able to make the tackle at the gunner. I loved how Malik shot his guns, which slows the guy down a little bit. And you need a contained player on that play when he gets to the sidelines. You know, there was a clip in the back which would have, you know, negated him from getting the sidelines. But once they did end up clipping us, he got to that edge, and our contained player who was supposed to be there was not there. He was sucked up in the middle and didn't get to that, which led to a huge play. And that's coaching, that's playing, that's everything. But that's why it happened, and we got to make sure that we get a guy there, because if they do get to the edge, however they get to the edge, you better have a guy in contain, and we didn't.
Didn't have a guy in contain. There was a clip on the play, according to Shanahan. And that was huge. That was huge. Despite what we think about clock management or Ronnie Bell dropping the pass, you give up a long punt return like that, you give up a fake punt, you miss a field goal. The week before, you get a punt blocked, set up Minnesota. It's been a disaster on special teams in 2 out of 3 weeks, and that's a problem.
The fake punt to me is the missed field goal was tough, and don't get me wrong, I want him to make it. Apparently, last year it was like 69% from 50 or more. It was 55, so I don't know, you know, what the numbers are from there, but 50 or more last year was about 68 league-wide.